Each week in Advent, we'll join Father Christopher Whitehead, the head of adult education at the Catholic Diocese of Clifton in England, in conversation with Dr. James Hanvey, a Jesuit priest who's an expert in art and culture. They'll be telling us about the Advent story through some amazing art. This week, as Advent begins, let's join Father James in London's National Gallery, in front of Carlo Crivelli's painting of The Annunciation with St. Immedius, done in 1486.
Advent is a beautiful time of the Church's year in which we're filled with expectation and hope, and also it's a time of preparation. Preparation, not just the normal preparations that we need to make for Christmas, but really a preparation of ourselves to open our hearts and minds to understand and deepen our appreciation of the reality of the Incarnation. Here we are in the National Gallery in London before a magnificent painting by Carlo Crivelli, and it's, I suppose, where the story in a way begins, at least this beginning of the Christmas story, and it's one of the Annunciation. And it's a very unusual picture of the Annunciation because although all the traditional ingredients are there, it's the angel and Our Lady, it's set in a very real setting of Ascoli, a village or a town in Italy. And beside the angel is this extraordinary saint, Saint Immedius, who is the patron saint of the town itself, Ascoli, and he's carrying a model. So we begin, in a sense, by being invited into the town itself. But the first thing that strikes you is the extraordinary richness of the colour and the design, because Crivelli is clearly interesting us in the geometry, and so we have a great sense of line and perspective. And the picture is divided. On the outside, in the street, is the angel with St. Immedius, and on the inside is Our Lady studying a book, studying whatever that may be, scripture, and she is receiving. The angel isn't speaking to her directly, but she is receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is it that strikes you about this, Christopher? What would you say?
I think, as well as the perspective and the richness of the painting, you know, you don't know what to look at first.
That's right.
I think what is interesting is the angel is on the outside, as you say, with St. Immedius, and that wall, the outside wall with the grill on the railing, is almost a barrier.
Yep.
It's almost a barrier between Our Lady at prayer and the angel with his message, holding his hand in blessing and in salute. But I think when you look at what is coming from the sky, the clouds are kind of almost parting. God is breaking into our world with that very precise beam, the ray, and it pierces directly into the house and touches Our Lady. And there above Our Lady is the dove, the Holy Spirit that the angel promises would overshadow her. And I think, again, what this reminds me of is the fact that nothing is impossible to God. That's the message that the angel brings to Mary. Nothing is impossible to God, even though Mary has her doubts, even though Mary has her uncertainties, and she can find many an obstacle and many excuse. That wall and that physical barrier between the angel, the message, and the messenger, the recipient and the giver, is broken through with the directness of God's choice. It's as if God's choice is precise. It's not sort of haphazard, it's not by chance. God knows whom he wants and what he wants, and all he invites Mary to do is to say yes.
That theme of precision, though, runs through the whole painting, because you have a sense of the precision of Crivelli's colours, of his line. And I was just admiring, your eyes automatically sort of rise up, because this is such a well-populated painting, into the tapestries of the carpets that are hanging over the banisters and through the windows, and they've got such a detailed, rich colour in them. And then there's that magnificent peacock, which of course is the symbol of eternal life itself. Again, the precision and the richness of the colour. But also, here you have these two extraordinary characters in the main street, this extraordinarily dressed angel, and around him, again, everybody's going about their normal business. Yeah. And on the opposite side is a group of men and a monk busy talking and chatting. And then this little tiny girl who's just peeking round the corner just the way you might expect any child to be found at the time. So there's humor and there's life and there's vitality. And these all is populated, especially right from the base with the fruits, right up to the sky, filled with birds. There's a tremendous sense of life and vitality in it, I think.
There is. And I think, as you mentioned, that little girl peeping round, maybe that's what Crivelli wants us to do, maybe what St. Luke wants us to do, is to peep into the scene.
Yeah.
Not to be a distant observer and let it just happen around us, but the incarnation is about letting us into the very life of God and letting God into the very life of us.
You heard there the voices of Father Christopher Whitehead, the head of adult education at the Catholic Diocese of Clifton in England, talking to Dr. James Hanvey, a London-based Jesuit priest, in a production by the Clifton Catholic Diocese.